This is Twit.
Last week, Ian Beer, who is one of the Google Project Zero security researchers, tweeted something very tantalizing. On December 5th, exactly a week ago, he tweeted, if you're interested in bootstrapping iOS 11 kernel security research, meaning, okay, if you're a researcher who wants to play with rootkitty kinds of things, he said, keep a research-only device on iOS 11.1.2 or below. And then he said, TFP0 release soon. Well, TFP0, that's a special nomenclature known to iPhone kernel hackers, stands for Task for PID, P-I-D, Process ID 0, which is the kernel. And so what he was saying was, again, if you're, you know, like he was foretelling something coming soon that was going to be huge for the iOS jailbreaking and kernel research community. And he was saying, do not move to 11.2, which is what happened last week. So stay at 11.1.2 or below deliberately. Then yesterday, he dropped the other shoe, saying iOS 11.1.2 now with more kernel debugging. There's a link in his tweet to the bugs.chromium.org, which is where the Project Zero repository is. And basically all the details for getting a kernel debugger, which he produced a proof of concept local kernel debugger, which runs on all the machines he has to test on, an iPhone 7, a 6S, an iPod Touch 6G, and he says that adding more should be easy. There is a link to what he calls the async wake exploit attached to this with full details. He worked with Apple to responsibly disclose this. This was closed in 11.2. So this has been fixed. But what this is significant for people wanting to poke and examine the internals of iOS 11 iOS 11 and earlier, even 10, because Apple, as we know, has been working frantically and successfully to lock down, to increasingly lock down iOS. The flip side is that researchers have also been locked out, as is necessary. And so for a while, because it's been increasingly difficult to get jailbreaks on iOS, what that also means is that valid research has been pushed out. And so there sort of isn't any way to have it both ways. You can't allow researchers in because there's no way to keep those secrets away from the bad guys. So in order to continually lock down iOS more and more, the problem is that it prevents valid research, which may discover and responsibly report problems, just as Ian has and did. I mean, he found a way on 11.1.2 that was what we had 2 weeks ago. He found a way in, and we haven't had that for a long time. So anyway, in their most recent 11.2 update, Ian was responsible for, I think it was, and I had it here in my notes, a large portion of the updates. He is Project Zero's iOS specialist, and I thought I had it here. I don't see it. Something like 5 of the last 10 updates were from him. So anyway, so it's the research community is excited because they've not been able to look in and poke around for a while. Maybe they'll find some other things that Apple has missed and responsibly reported that have not been fixed as this was. Oh, here it is. I said, in the latest security bulletin for iOS 11.2, 5 of the 15 iOS 11.1.2 vulnerabilities that were patched were discovered and reported to Apple by Ian. So, you know, so he's been very useful and valuable to Apple in continuing to find problems and responsibly disclosing them, thus allowing them to continue essentially the attempt to lock him out, which they continually seem to be unable to do.
It's funny, but in the process, he's telling them his jailbreaks and they're fixing him. He must just enjoy the game.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, he really, as a part of Project Zero, the goal, of course, Google's goal is not to only fix Google's things, but to fix everybody's everything by responsibly reporting. And remember, they do start that 90-day clock. So if you're right. if you don't jump on this and fix it fast, you know, it goes public after 90 days because they're not screwing around. If they say, look, here's something bad, the clock has started.
Wow.
There have been cases where Tavis found something, remember, after one of his famous showers, reported it to the LastPass folks, and before he was finished toweling off, they'd had this thing fixed. And so the 90-day clock didn't even get down to 89 before LastPass had something that Tavis Ormandy found fixed. So yeah, hats off to Google for having this project. It just makes everything a lot more secure.